Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 652. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again, inside the Slapbox penthouse. And you should, theoretically, hear less meowing on this episode. Way less than at least the last episode. Last couple episodes, I guess. Last, I don't know, four? I'm not sure. It's been a minute. Yeah, it looks like four. Four episodes since the last four. Yes, it is official. I am once again a single cat owner. I had a little difficulty, you know, with Scully here. She was a bit much. You know, she was a sweet cat when it came to me, I guess. Very affectionate. She was quite the biscuit maker. She was constantly making the biscuits. And there at the end, I was able to get, like, if she was in the bedroom with me, I could get her to, like, calm down a little bit and let me sleep a little bit. I still, you know, didn't sleep quite as good as before she was around. You know, she was ginger kitty. She was orange. you know, once again, to recap, I had adopted her through the Humane Society, the Franklin County Humane Society. I suggest if you are in this area, in the Franklin County, Missouri area, then, definitely if you're in, you want a pet, hit them up, you know. Go to the Humane Society, and for the last 2+ years, they've been a no-kill shelter, which I think is a very positive thing, which made me feel a lot better about bringing old Scully back, which actually her name's Carrie now. So if you find Carrie there, then that is the little lady that was with me. From what I understand, before she was with me, she was fostered by Missy, and Missy had other cats there, and from my understanding, she got along fine with her cats. But for some reason, Agent Fox Mulder here, you know, you think naming her Scully, that just, it was just kismet, stars aligning, and that they should fall in love. But after a month, it was clear that these two were not going to fall in love. Although, I mean, it seemed to be hate. From what I understand, you know, hate can turn to love. A strong feeling one way can go the other way. But I don't know. I feel like that might have taken 10 years. And I don't know if I got 10 years to give to that situation. It definitely wasn't going to happen anytime soon. Here, it was. The first like week and a half, it wasn't bad, and it seemed like stuff was progressing the way it should be. You know, I kept them separated that first like week and a half. For the most part, I mean, I kept her in a separate room, had the kennel set up. Only like the first night I really kept her inside the kennel, maybe the first 2 days. Pretty much after that, I just let her roam that room unless I was going in there and hanging out and brought... I would let Fox in there, and when I would let Fox come in and check it out, I would put her back in the kennel so they didn't like go at it and stuff, and just kind of try to ease it in there. And it seemed like it was working that first week and a half. Like, it seemed like, okay, I think they're kind of warming up to each other and getting more used to both of them, their presence. And then that's when, you know, she started flipping out. She just wouldn't... There was that one Sunday, like right after the day after I recorded the second podcast I did with her, I guess. It was right after I went to that Blues game by myself. I just realized I had an episode where I didn't actually give it a title. It's just episode 646. Huh. Anyway, I don't know why I didn't give that one a title. I feel I can't name it now. Anyway, like the next day after I went to that Blues game by myself, it's like the shit just hit the fan. She just decided, you know what? I don't want to be just locked up in this fucking room anymore. I am fucking done. She would not stop fucking meowing. And it was like when I had the test run with her before and it seemed like she was on in heat. And she just would not stop crying. I mean, I tried just leaving her alone and she just kept going. And then I would bring the back. It's kind of like torturous and awful. But I was running out of options, man. I took the vacuum because I was vacuuming that day anyway. And I was like, you know what? I would just, if she did not like the vacuum, she'd start crying again. I'd hit the vacuum next to the door. She'd stop for a little bit and was just like, oh, felt like I was doing like some CIA torture. You know, I'd stopped. I was definitely decided I was not going to waterboard her. Like that was a bridge too far for me. And thankfully I did not go that far. eventually that night, I mean, it got so bad with her just not stopping that eventually I just fucking moved her. I had tried a little bit in the bathroom, but the bathroom was just too ridiculous. I sleep right next to the fucking bathroom and it echoes a lot in there. So it was like almost even louder that she was crying in there. And I was afraid I knew that my neighbors could fucking hear it. And like, I didn't think it was fair for them to be up all night with me, you know? Just because I decided to take this cat in. And it's one thing for me to pay the price. They didn't sign up for this. And so, yeah, the bathroom was a no-go. And I was like, well, the only way that seems to like calm her down is if I'm like right there with her. So that is, of course, when I moved the fucking litter box and the kennel into my room. I tried to just like lock her in the kennel because she wouldn't leave me alone. And so I had her out, and that first night, you know, she whined too much just locking her in the kennel, even with me in the room. And so I unlocked her, let her roam about, and she wouldn't leave me alone that first night just with me in the bedroom. And then I called into work the next day because I didn't sleep a fucking wink. And then that was when just like, oh man, I was just so like, I was ready to call it quits then, man. I was like, holy shit, are you fucking kidding me? This is terrible. And, but you know, I persisted. I gave it another like 3 weeks and, man, it was, it got better than that day, I guess. Problem is it just never got easier with Fox and her. And I started, you know, feeding them together, but like would close the door. I would close the door and keep them on both sides of the door. And then I'd say a week or so, I moved it to where I quit. Like the last like week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever, I don't know. Time, I mean, it seemed like it was a year. It's really only a month. But I got to the point where I quit using the door. You know, I was just feeding them next to each other, which initially, like, they weren't, like, killing each other while going to eat. They were just way too excited for the food. And, it just got to the point where she just wouldn't stop attacking him. She just kept attacking him. And she was, like, really laying into him, you know, claws and teeth. And he would barely fight back, if at all. Though he got like to the point where he was just scared of his own shadow, like he was just waiting for, like if she came near him, he just assumed she was attacking. And he'd just start hissing and just like and raise his paw up, like damn it. But he wouldn't like really attack her. It was like, and then he would mainly just like go and hide up on the fridge. And that was like the most of the time that she was out and about and they were both in the same area. He was on the fridge or just hiding on the counter, just somewhere he could watch her and be able to somewhat keep her from like just totally killing him. But there was like the one day I left to go to the gas station. I was like, you know what? I think I can safely like go and like just come back and it'll be all right, which I did a few times. With, like the last time I really did it, I came back and of course there was clumps of fur like everywhere throughout the house. They really went at it. And I found Fox and he had his front paw had her fur underneath it. And then I found Scully and she had his fur under every claw, like all four of them. And then a big clump of his fur in her mouth with what appeared to be blood. And that was like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. And I looked Fox over and I couldn't see where the blood came from. And I didn't see like blood on the floor. So I don't know what exactly happened there with the blood. I mean, that had me very concerned. And then I was like, okay, I cannot leave these two unsupervised anymore when I leave. And I mean, I constantly kept a water bottle with vinegar on me. And when I saw her attack, I would squirt her. I would spray that. And she most of the time would just go right through it. But then, like, as soon as, like, she was out of attack mode, she was like, fuck this, ah, fuck, ah. Wow. Like, just the water definitely didn't do it. Having the vinegar, she did not like the vinegar. But she would run from that and be very upset. But it never seemed to discourage her. She knew that I was going to do that. And if I saw her, like, go into attack mode, I would run over there with the squirt bottle, shake it at her, and then she would, like, go, like, oh, fuck, he's going to do it. And but she wouldn't. She would still just wait. She would just wait, like, I'm going to wait you out. You're gonna lose faith. You're gonna lose attention on me, and then I'm gonna attack his ass. And she would just like, she was just like nonstop with the shit. Just and then it got to the point where like just well, I did find, you know, I kept trying every night to like try to do something to get them like to coexist peacefully. And you know, I tried working with toys, like wand toys and stuff. And like, you know, I desperately was trying here. I thought, you know, I had every intention of, you know, when I signed the papers and, you know, paid the money for the adoption fees that like, this is, you know, I took this very seriously. I was even like looking into, you know, buying different automatic feeders that worked better for like two cats. Like going the whole nine, because that was going to make my life way, way easier. And thankfully, I didn't do that because they were pretty pricey. Yeah, I mean, I tried interacting with toys to get them involved. I could never get them to play with the same toy unless like I was like in between the two of them and then kind of went back and forth with the toy. I played with one for a little bit, played with the other, and then they would never play with each other. There was no playing, there was only fighting. When those two, like, there was a couple of times where like she came over and sniffed them and then walked away and that was it. But it wasn't like she wouldn't stay like right next to him for very long at all. There was usually, though, if she got that close to him, he would hiss. He'd be like, what the fuck? But again, he just assumed that she was going to attack because 99% of the time she did when she got that close. I mean, it was rough, man. I did not get much sleep. I've put on quite a bit of weight. I'm getting fat. I need to get back outside and start running. Unfortunately, it's cold and I don't see myself getting real enthused to do that anytime soon, although I know next week is Third Thursday, so I will be going out for that. But I need to get seriously like into shape, start eating better. And, yeah, my life is, it's been a bit hectic since that experience. But, I did have the one moment where I thought, well, maybe this is the turning point with her is when my lights just flickered. Like the power went off for a second, but my computer was still on. That's weird. Hopefully I don't lose this recording, damn it. Hopefully the power doesn't go out, man. It's fucking cold outside. I can't I don't want to be in the freezing cold. Me and Fox are going to have to huddle up together in some blankets. Or I guess maybe go somewhere else, find somewhere else that's got some fucking power. Anyway, we'll figure it out. There was a moment earlier, I think, too, where the lights flickered out. Anyway. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. And, the moment that I thought things were really making a turn is when I decided, because I was in a message group with Missy and Megan, and we were, you know, I was telling them about some of the stuff that was going on. They were advising me on what to do and what to try. And, I was like, well, I have some delectables, but I was really nervous because of how much they fought that, like, if I brought out, because these delectables, I knew Fox loved them to death and that he would just, like, eat the whole package if I would let him, like, just the packaging and all. I mean, that stuff is like crack to him. I figured it would be the same for her. And I brought it out, and they both, as soon as I opened that thing, I mean, they could smell like the tuna, and it was fucking game on. Thankfully, they didn't just destroy me. I thought I was going to get clawed to shit, and there was going to be a fight, like, or I was going to be, like, bleeding from the arms. And thankfully, that didn't happen. They actually both came up to me and then started licking. Like, I would go, I mean, they were right, the closest they ever were while they were here is when I was giving them delectables. And, like, I got them to, like, lick each other's faces, like, with the delectables, like, going back and forth. But then as soon as that thing was done and over and finished, it was back to just hate. Like, they didn't give, like, that was food. I still don't like this fucking cocksucker is what, like, Scully would say. And she'd just go back to straight up attacking him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I tried, 4 or 5 days in a row, like, feeding them the delectables together. And it just got progressively worse with, like, the afterwards. It's like, all right, you're dead, man. We're this close. I'm killing you. You shouldn't have gotten close. It wasn't real. It wasn't real long after that first delectable, though. Like, maybe the next day or so. That I witnessed her attack him like the worst I'd ever seen. And she went all at him. I mean, she laid into him with her claws and teeth, like, all at once. And he screamed so loudly. I felt so bad. Sometimes when she would attack him, it was kind of funny. I mean, it was sad and funny at the same time because, I mean, he is more than double her size, and he could almost swallow her head. But, you know, here he is just letting this cat just brutalize him. But, you know, I thought, you know, at some point they would just kind of relax. Mainly it was, I mean, her that was the instigator here. But, I mean, he was just paranoid at all times. And I can understand why you wouldn't like somebody that just kicked the shit out of you all the time. But yeah, it was like after I saw that last moment of just like her attacking, I went into the message Megan and Missy, and we just like, you know, it's time to, you know, find her a new home. And so then that led to me contacting the Humane Society. Well, they had talked to them and mentioned the stuff that I said, you know, the issues that I was having and whatnot. And then I finally got a hold of them Thursday. And initially, I told them there's no hurry. Like, you know, I know that, you know, that they're often like full, which they did have some room, but like, you know, I wanted to make sure she found a good home. So, I mean, I could keep them separate. I could keep her in a separate room and stuff and just like wait it out. You know, I felt like the quicker I could get her out, the more I could get back to a normal fucking life. But at the same time, you know, I cared about this cat. She had been with me already by a month at that point. And, you know, I like animals. So I didn't want to just like kick her out and, you know, I didn't think they were just going to like me to put her down or anything. But, you know, still like, you know, I felt a responsibility for her. And, I felt bad about returning her, you know, because I not intended for it to go that way. I intended for her to stay here for, you know, however long she lives or I live, you know, whatever the Or, you know, I have to move for whatever reason. And then I, you know, I was not expecting it to go only a month long. And it, you know, I felt pretty bad about it. And, but I contacted them on Thursday. Well, I tried to contact them before, this last Thursday, but there was like, I couldn't get anybody on the phone. Or that nobody was there to answer the phone whenever I called, and then they I'd hear back like the next day, and finally I got a hold of them on break time on Thursday and contacted them, and they told me I guess I called, I don't remember, it was first break, I guess I called them or something. Yeah, I guess maybe it was first break I had talked to them, and I don't remember exactly how this played out. It doesn't matter. Regardless, I had contacted them first, and they said that I could get her in on February 26th. Or not February. It was, shit. It was, or yeah, I guess it was February 26th. I was thinking maybe it was March 26th, but, you know, it was going to be a while. It was going to be a few, like, 2-3 weeks, whatever it was. I was like, all right. I thought it was going to be, because, like, the message they had sent me earlier, it was, like, saying I could, like, go take her in next Monday. I was like, all right, whatever. All right, it's 26. Like, I'm cool. Like, I just want to make sure that, you know, she's taken care of and that, you know, they can find her a good home that where it works out. And so I was like, oh, man, I was, you know, like, shit. I'm going to still have her for, because next week is supposed to go to a Blues game and stuff. And I was like, oh, she's going to still be there. And like, but, it was like, you know, I'm still going to be just like going, most of my time is going to be spent like dealing with these two cats, trying to get them to coexist. And I figured even if she was going to stay there, you know, I'd still try to maybe they'd calm down. And even before I finally got a hold of them and nailed down a date when I was going to take her in, you know, I was like, and I would tell her, I'm like, come on, like, if you just get along with them, I'm not going to take you in, but you know, the way it is, I'm going to have to find you a new home. Why you gonna do this? Why you do this, kitty? But she didn't understand that, I guess. Or she's like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna show you how it is. Fuck this other cat. You're gonna get rid of him. And, you know, it doesn't work out that way, you know? Bros before hoes. He was here first. We're like inseparable. You can't have me without Fox. What the fuck? And, anyway, yeah, so that Thursday I had got a hold of them and they initially told me the 26th, and I guess they got a hold of me again later. Maybe it was on the same break, maybe it was on lunch break, and they just called me back and then, said, you know what, we've got room in a store, which, I'm not sure which store, but I guess, I don't know if it's maybe PetSmart here in town. Or what store, but they were going to put her, they had room to put her up in, and so she'd get good, you know, foot traffic and whatnot and people to see her. And so I was like, okay, and I could take her in right after work. So I went from going, oh, shit, I got to, and I was going to have to leave work early too. I was kind of like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to leave work early. So I had to be there by like 3 o'clock. And, and then next thing I know, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to take her today. And I thought maybe I'd have time to prepare some stuff. And then I was like, no, I'm going to go immediately after work. Cause I had to get there before four. So, I get off at 2:30 and then, you know, I'd have to get home and, they hadn't been fed yet. I had to, like, I figured I'd give her one last meal before heading out. And then I got a few things together for her. Like, I was in a bit of a rush, but, I ended up giving her, this cactus cat scratcher, which she really enjoyed. There wasn't a whole lot of keeping the cat scratchers. I still got two of them that I had gotten from, Black Friday specials. Because Fox just doesn't really give a shit about cat scratchers. What he prefers this couch upstairs to scratch on. Fucker. About the worst thing about him is that he really likes to tear up this couch I sleep on upstairs. I'm used to that just looking like shit now, so it is what it is. So I got that. It was a real nice one. Like, if you pay full price, it's like $70 or something, $80. I don't remember. But anywho, I sent that with her. I gave her my smaller cat bed, and I gave her the toy that Missy had given me. That was a little ball toy that's in like a little spiral thing for her to knock the balls around. And so, you know, I didn't leave her empty handed. She had a calming collar left on her, which I think did help a little bit in here with her to not freaking out quite as bad in my room. Although maybe it was just her just getting used to being in this room. I'm not sure, but definitely didn't help her not attack Fox. That did not seem to matter. And that ride to the Humane Society over there in Union, near the... I guess that's is it the elementary school that's over by? I mean, it's not too far from the high school, but I guess maybe that's still the high school. Anyway, it's over there in Union, and I drove there, and it was sad. It was sad, you know. I'd cared for this cat. I intended this to be our forever home. And you know, it didn't work out. I felt pretty terrible about that. I felt real terrible about that. And, you know, she cried the entire drive. I think she knew pretty much what was up, you know? She's like, I'm being abandoned again. You know, she was a surrender, you know, when she showed up the first time. Of course, she was in a lot worse shape then. She was really sick, almost died. And then Missy, when she was with Missy, she got way better. And then by the time she was with me, she was in really good shape. I feel like, you know, when she left here though, you know, she was well fed. I think she'd put on some weight. I feel like I dropped her off in way better condition, you know, that she had gotten progressively better. I mean, she was in good shape when she showed up here, but you know, I tried to give her a good home and you know, it didn't work out. And then that ride was pretty rough on me. She just wouldn't stop crying. And like a mile, 1 mile before we get, of course, to the main set. And I knew, especially with just feeding her right before, like this was generally the time of the day she would end up shitting. And I was like, just, you know, I'm just hoping, like, it's like an 18-minute drive. Like, you can hold it that long, right? Like, you're not going to want to shit inside the pet taxi. Well, yeah, she did 1 mile beforehand. But thankfully, I had the towel that actually Missy had given me whenever she first got here. And actually, she'd give me that so I could give to Fox so he could just, like, smell it and have something to smell with her scent on it before, like, she really moved in. And, which he actually laid on it and stuff for a while. I was like, oh, man, that's a good sign. That means maybe he's going to like her or whatever, you know, if he's used to her smell. And no, that is not what happened at all. But, yeah, she shit on that towel. And then I got to the Humane Society, and they had a trash can outside. And I didn't want to take her in there it smelled like shit. My car smelled like shit. She shit a lot. She was eating good while she was here, man. She ate like a champ. She was having delectables. She was living good, eating good in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It was like an Applebee's up in this bitch. Cattlebee's. That sounds like cattle. I don't know what the cat Applebee's would be. Anyway, I got there and I pull the pet taxi out. I take it over to the trash can, and I figured, like, there's probably, you know, plenty of other, like, animal shit thrown in there, like dogs and stuff. They're probably wrapping in there. Probably wouldn't be that big of a deal for me to throw some cat shit in there. But I pull her out of the crate and, like, hold on to her with one arm, and then the other arm I'm opening the door back up and, like, pulling the towel out, and thankfully it was just all on the towel, and I was able to just like roll the towel up and throw it in the trash can. Well, I pulled the towel out and then put her back in, and then like closed the door, and then like threw the towel out, and then like took her in. And you know, I'm like trying to fight not crying. Like I'm like, I don't want to tear up in here, like have a breakdown. I mean, I was pretty upset. Like I felt just horrible about it. You know, I really did intend for you know, her to be a new part of the family, and yeah, I didn't. I might have had a glint in my eyes while I was in there. But they were really cool there, and you know, the reaction to a lot of the people that were working there, that they were just, you know, thought she was super cute. They really liked the cat scratcher that I gave and stuff, and I did like a $50 donation, dude. I was ready, just like, here's $500. Here, what, like, what can I do to help get this cat like a good home and make me not feel so terrible about like bringing her back here. Like, like, I mean, I felt horrible about it. And, they said I could call and see, how she's doing and stuff, but I've yet to do that. I don't know if I will or not. I imagine I'll probably hear anyway, probably through Megan or Missy and or both. but, yeah, if you're in a pet store in Franklin County and you see a Carrie, that's her. Just know that, I mean, she can be a real sweet cat. It'll probably be, you know, of course, adjustment period for her to calm down, calming collars, some feel away pet spray to calm her down. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, be wary if you have, you know, other cats, it could be, but if you know, you're looking for a cat, you don't have any other cats, you know what? She's probably a good pick. She's just going to take a little period of adjusting, calming down. She'll make some great biscuits. But yeah, I was, when I got home, you know, that's when, like, I managed to get home. Like, I was rather upset on the drive back. Like, magazine messaged me, like, you okay? You doing all right? It's like, yeah. That's true. When I got back, yeah, just got home. And, like, but then when I got home, I did cry a little bit. I was like, man, I feel like such a dick. I fucking, such a dick. And then, you know, my concern is, you know, because of the issues I had, even if, you know, the next person that takes her, I am concerned. I mean, they're aware there I had issues. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, we're going to pass that on. Hopefully they find somebody that, you know, maybe doesn't have any pets, or I'm thinking maybe if they live in a big house, you know, with multiple people in it, and there's more going on, there's just more to keep her occupied. But again, you know, she got along with other cats. I don't know, you know, but I am nervous though that it didn't go well for me, that the next people, it's going to be the same story. You know, I'm worried about that, you know, and I don't want to see her end up going to the glue factory, you know? but yeah. It is what it is, I guess. You know, I feel confident that's not going to happen. I feel confident that she's not going to die and that she'll find a good home. But yeah, on the plus side, though, you know, after I calmed down a little bit, got my little tears out. Fox, on the other hand, like when I brought that, he saw me, of course, take her away in the pet taxi. He knew something's up. He's like, "What's going on here, dude? What's going on?" What's going? He's like, "What's up, dude? What's up? What's with her and the pet taxi?" And then, of course, I get back. I bring the pet taxi back in, and he comes walking over, thinking like, "Oh, she's in there. Like, what's going?" But he's like, "I don't hear. I don't really hear nothing. What's going on?" And then he walks over to the pet taxi real slowly, like there could be a monster inside that's about to take his face off. Kind of, you know, like slow. Like, let's be a little careful here. And then I open the door to it, and he puts his head in there and realizes, like, oh, she's not in here. She is not in here. He's all smelling around, sniffing. Probably smells the shit that she's shit in there. But, again, it was on a towel. and then He's like looking around, like, did she get out of it already? Like expecting her to just still just jump out, and then realize like she's not fucking here. And like for the last month, like he had been just moping around and hiding up on top of the fridge, like his eyes just barely open, and just like him, just like just sad. With like he felt imprisoned in his own home. And then there was this just state of utter joy when he realized like, oh, she's not here. And I told him like, buddy, you're free. This is all. It was like when Simba and the Lion King like told like, this is all your land. You are the king. This is all yours. And he was just so like his eyes have never looked more wide open. And just like he's just running around like, oh, really? And like it's still, I would imagine, expecting to run into her and for her to jump out around a corner. But he's just everywhere he went, she's not there. He's like, I can go anywhere. I can do anything. I can rule the world. I just have to defeat Elon Musk. I think Fox can do that. He can do anything. He's the, except for take down a five, like not even a 6-pound cat. Past that, you know, he's unstoppable. But yeah, I mean, he was super excited. And I mean, I was, once I got through just being sad about it, I mean, I was pretty fucking excited. I was like, holy shit. I can go shit in peace. Like before that last month, man, I was full of shit because it was hard for me to get my shit out because I couldn't be in there for more than just a couple minutes without her totally losing her shit. Even if I had her out, just me closing that bathroom door, it was like, fuck you. What the fuck are you doing? There was one, maybe I talked about this on the last podcast. I don't recall, but there was one moment where I woke up like 1 a.m. or so and had to piss really bad. And she followed me into the bathroom. I had to piss so bad I didn't bother to kick her out, and so I was just like, fuck it, I guess hopefully you don't, you know, get near the toilet. And sure enough, I'm pissing and she puts her head like in the toilet, like above the toilet, and I almost pissed all over. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Cat, you can't give me like just a little bit of fucking space. Yeah, just going home, realized, holy hell, I can go to the bathroom and spend as much time as I want in there. Oh, thank the Lord. Like before, it was like I had to time it out right if I wanted like good bathroom breaks without being bothered too much. It was like when I first got home, which is usually when I shit most, you know, I shit several times a day. I'm full of shit. I shit a lot. But I'd found that the best way for me to shit is like when I get home, I would feed both of them, and I would have them eat together for a little bit, and then I'd be like, okay, got to put her back in my bedroom with the food bowl for the rest of it, because now I'm going to shit and shower and all that stuff. And I was good for a little while until she finished her food, and then she would flip out again. But she was usually a lot calmer after she ate, so... Maybe I should have just done like a lot of small meals throughout the day just to like calm her down. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah. It was chaotic. And then just having that, I mean, it was such a relief, and just thinking like, holy shit, I can get back to running. I can get back to playing guitar. Like I played guitar like the first night she wasn't here. Like I played it a little bit. Like I'd pick it up and play just enough to keep my fingers, my calluses going and shit. But like I hadn't really played much at all. I hadn't played much in the way of video games. Like it was hard for me to do much. I mean, I did go to that, was it one or two blues games while she was here? I know I went to the one by myself. I feel like there might've been one before that. I feel like it was way longer than a month, man. Way longer than a month. And then, But yeah, there was definitely some real joy on my part and Fox's part getting our freedom back. And yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing a second cat. I don't think that's really necessary. It's just not in the cards. I don't want to chance it not working out again. And I had thought, though, when I still had her here, that the old roommates there, I thought Tony would want to do a trade. I didn't know if this would work either, but she's one of her cats, Doom Kitty, which was probably on the podcast before when I still lived there. He was there when I lived there. But Doom Kitty, I mean, he was real sweet to me. She's a sweeter cat, but he's scared of everything, which I thought would be good for him and Fox, because like, if they're both betas, then they probably won't kill each other. But he does have issues where he likes to piss and like mark his territory. But I thought maybe him and Fox would get along, and I thought like I'd rather deal with him pissing in places than dealing with constant battles. And I thought, well, you know what? Maybe Scully would do better over there. But I was just like, you know, I don't think there's a good chance she wouldn't get along with the cats over there. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would have worked out. I don't know. And then maybe Doom would have worked out here. It would have been a trade that would have just done wonders. But I guess I'll never know. As it is. But yeah, she's... Hopefully she'll... Carrie... It's now back to Carrie, not Scully. So, Carrie. Which I think should have kept her with that name, because that seemed like apt, like the horror movie Carrie. I feel like that kind of matches her personality. I should have accepted the Humane Society's name for her and realized this is a fucking perfect name. Not really a Scully. but yeah, that's it's sad. I'm looking back at the episode names for the last several, and of course, I still see 646. It doesn't have a name. seeing that. One of them is Scully Comes Home. It's like, oh, sad, because I realized it didn't work out. It wasn't really, this turned out not to be her home. As, I do have a name for the, it's the Natural Hattie. That was the previous, the last game I went to. Yeah, that was before I had Scully. That was the last Blues game I went to. And I guess I just neglected to name it on the iTunes stuff and the RSS feed. So on the RSS feed, that sucks. I don't have the Natural Hattie listed on there. That's a shame. I'm going to have to remember to do that tomorrow. Anyway, yeah. So she's no longer here, and Fox is super excited. He's back to like sleeping on me full time. And that is an amazing, like, man, I feel so much more rested when he sleeps on me, especially on my legs. It's just like this magical feeling. He keeps them nice and warm, especially when it's like cold. And just, I don't want to get up when he's on me and sleeping. I'm just like, oh yes, I want to sleep longer. It's good to get some sleep, you know, it's good. It's good for you. But, yeah, I did, though, I did more than that, I guess, this week. Like, yesterday, I went to go get chairs for my table. Full chairs. I don't know why I said legs in there. Legs and all. Seat, a back. I went with John, my buddy from work. And his son Brecken. This is the first time I met Brecken, which he is definitely John's son. he also is quite like loves to give some shit, which was quite funny. I'm like, this is 100% your son. anyway, we got Went to go get chairs. I was hoping, like, because he's got a big Jeep that, you know, I figured I could toss some chairs in. And I didn't find any that were there that worked color-wise. I mean, the table, the lava table is a little hard to match, you know, colors with. It's a custom table, and finding something that matches is a little difficult. But I was able to pick some chairs that I thought were good, and then have them make some more. They're like Amish furniture, and got to pick out some colors that they had, and that I think will work pretty good. I'm feeling maybe I should have gone all black. I mean, the table legs are black, so I mean, black chairs theoretically should go with it. But the seat was a different color, and I liked the contrast of having the seat being a lighter color and with the black. So I went with black on main of the chair, and then the seat a lighter color. But again, there was nothing that matched like the wood on this table. It's a stained wood, and it's almost got like a yellowish look to the wood that's not, you know, where the lava is. And they didn't have anything quite red either. I thought maybe red would go with maybe the lava, but I like the contrast of like the white and like the really light wood. So I think it'll work. I mean, I guess if all else fails, I can always stain. If I really have a problem with it, I could try to restain the seat part. But they were pricey. I ended up spending like $1,900 on the chairs. John was giving me shit. Holy shit, you're going to spend that much on chairs? I'm like, man, I can't go and just get like cheap fucking I got some cheap chairs that are like old and like falling apart and stuff here that I could use with it. They don't look right sitting with that. And then the you got a super nice table and you got to have some fucking nice chairs, right? Like, so I, you know, I want it to be a hangout spot. The purpose is to, you know, have people over here, have some game nights and shit, and just to hang out, to be more social. And also, you know, so I can, like, do things on the weekends that don't require me to go out, like, to go far and spend a ton of money. That I can just stay home and, you know, have some friends over. And so, so yeah, I mean, I feel like that's an investment. you know, I knew that I was probably, I thought maybe, you know, I'd spend upwards of a grand. It was more than I was really wanting to spend on chairs. I mean, I knew I would spend over $100 per chair, but I wasn't expecting quite that much. But I mean, seeing the, there were cheaper chairs there, but again, none of them, I really liked those chairs. And there were more expensive ones too. There were more expensive ones. They did at least have, they were over $600 a pop, but they had buy one, get one half off. So thankfully that was the case, man, because otherwise I would have paid, you know, like $3,000 for those chairs. Well, that would have been another $600. So it wouldn't be quite $3,000, but it'd be, that's some money, you know, that's some money. So hopefully my job picks up here soon. I'm going to, now that I'm feeling better and the cat situation is under control, I can hopefully start. And I think I've got pretty much all the tax documents I have, so I should be able to line up time to get my tax stuff taken care of. I want to hopefully get that scheduled at least sometime in March and then get that figured out. I got to get, now I can refocus up on getting like passport. Think about Germany some more, you know, because I still plan on doing that in September. So, and then before I go there, man, I'm going to have to lose some weight. I am in the worst shape I've been in years, with the exception of arm strength. I've still got like I've got insanely good arm strength. I'm just like getting fat. And so I need to lose some fat, get eating better. And focus up. But like I find like there's this huge weight lifted off me, that the cat situation is under control. Again, I really hope though that she finds like a good home, but you know, it's like you don't know how good you have it until you do something that really fucks with you, that takes up all your time. You're like, oh man, I thought I had no time before, but like in reality, like, oh shit, man, I had all this time. And yeah, as it is though, yeah, I am looking forward to not the future politically wise, because we live in a fascist country now and like shit's going down the tubes. It is a little nervous to go get on a plane, but I'm hoping maybe, you know, I don't know, something crazy happens before then and they realize, oh, you do need air traffic controllers and such, and that there's just I know they're firing them now, and, you know, they're cutting the FAA and all that shit, but I'm hoping... You know, because there's a lot of money to be made in, commercial flights and airlines and whatnot. They can't risk having accidents all the time because, you know what? Less people are going to fly. There's, I wonder, that's got to have had an effect. Just the flying. Let's go to news. Well, I don't see anything about real. Like, I feel like this is going to, you know, just these accidents are going to have a big effect on. See here, airline profits, that's got to have dropped. Let's see news. Well, I guess they're raising prices, so I guess if there's less people flying, then you think they'd lower prices in that case, though. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about drops in I would think though that, I mean, just that one major accident and that we realize that there's a really big shortage of air traffic controllers and that they're not getting paid that well, and that the FFA is getting gutted and whatnot, that people are going to be like, you know what, I don't know. I mean, I'm not feeling real great about flying, but I still want to go to Germany. I mean, people are still flying, and I mean, I feel like my odds are still pretty good of surviving, but, I mean, if they continue to gut this shit, is it really a wise idea to fly in the U.S.? I feel like once we're overseas, it's good that they are smart enough to realize, oh, we still need people to monitor this shit and to make sure that everyone's safe. but you know, I'm a gambler. I'm a gambling man. I would imagine if there was a crash though, like the unfortunate accident that happened with the big jet that hit the Black Hawk helicopter, probably be over quickly at least. Hopefully, I would hope, man. I mean, that's not the saying that I want that to happen, and that's awful that it happened to those people. But I mean. I would imagine there was a big explosion. I mean, I don't know. But I would imagine most of the people didn't have to suffer much. You know, I'm trying to look at the optimism here. Again, don't really want to die. Don't want to die in a plane wreck. Or really at all. I mean, it's not really something I'm looking forward to doing. You know, sometimes I'm thinking like, oh... it'd be kind of nice if everything just ended. Like, I'm not suicidal. I've never been. But having the thought, like, oh, if it ended today, I wouldn't be too upset. I don't feel that way currently. I feel like I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow, especially that I don't have two cats anymore, that I just have the one. I'm like, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, even though the weather's going to be shit. Anyway, I did the chairs, and I forgot that today also I hung out with John and Brecken, and we went and saw Captain America, the new one. I forgot what it's called. The Red Hulk one. Captain America Brave New World. We saw that one at the Wentzville B&B Theater. Not the best. Not the best Marvel movie by a long shot. It wasn't great. It was just basically a big setup for, I mean, they're trying to set up, like, he's going to start the new Avengers. And it was really kind of boring for the most part. I mean, there was a lot of no action, and it was a 2-hour movie. It was, I guess, cool to see Harrison Ford turn into the Red Hulk. But the last fight was kind of disappointing. I was hoping that, like, they tease, I mean, they talk about Adamantium. They steal Adamantium at one point. And it's its first existence in this universe. And so that says to me, ooh, we're bringing in Wolverine now. Obviously he's in Wolverine Deadpool. And so he's already been, you know, they've gotten involved with the main Marvel universe. But this could bring in, like, the new Wolverine. They could, you know, with a different actor, having him in there. They had that in there, and I thought, and because Wolverine, first appearance in the comics involved fighting the Hulk. It had to do with, like, Sabretooth and the Hulk. I want to say it was one of the Incredible Hulks that he first. Well, there might have been, like, a Iron Fist or something, but I know, like, the first, like, full appearance of him was, like, him and the Incredible Hulk. We didn't get that. There was no Wolverine. No Wolverine for me, which I was sad about. I mean, it did have some Giancarlo Esposito, which I do love me some Giancarlo, but he wasn't really the big bad. The big bad was Tim Blake Nelson, who was, of course, he was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which Tim Blake Nelson, I do love me some Tim Blake Nelson, but I feel like they could have used Giancarlo a little bit better there. Really, I mean, the movie was, it had a very slow pace to it, and just trying to set up stuff, and a lot of it felt like, okay, I know what they're going to do here, I know what they're going to do there. Very formulaic, nothing really struck out to me as, like, that great. It felt like when, like, Iron Man 2 or 3 or the second Thor, you know, which were not great films. Like, you got a Bucky Barnes cameo where he's like, oh, I'm going to go for a fundraiser. Like, I'm going to become a senator. I was like, really? You're going to throw Bucky in there and he doesn't even, like, help out in the fight scene? I was waiting for, you know, finally get the Red Hulk and he's fighting the new Captain America, Sam Wilson. And, no, you don't get, the fucking, the fight. What the fuck, man? No fight for, for Captain America there. You do get Captain America in the fight, the Sam Wilson, but you don't get Bucky Barnes. No Bucky Barnes. I figured he'd jump out. The Winter Soldier would come out and, like, help bail him out. I mean, he was in the show. I mean, the show, I really enjoyed the show, the Captain America, or was it Falcon and the Winter Soldier? I guess is the name of the show, I believe. I enjoyed that. I thought that was really good. So I felt pretty good about, you know, I thought this could be good. Apparently there was, you know, mixed reviews going into it. I mean, I love me some Harrison Ford. I feel like he's getting pretty fucking old. I don't know how many more times I'm going to be able to go to the theater and see Harrison Ford in a film without it being just completely CG, because, again, he's like 80. He's pretty damn old. So here in a couple of years, I mean, maybe he should run for president or Congress. he's finally hitting that age. Anyway, yeah, it'd be good though to see, you know, I don't know if this is, I mean, it was nice seeing Harrison in there, but I feel like he'd use one more decent movie with Harrison in it. But again, he's pretty fucking old. I mean, how old is he now? I'm trying to see if I can see a 82. He's not just 80. He's 82, man. And he's going to be in the Thunderbolts, so it's Thaddeus Ross, I'm assuming. Thunderbolts looks like it could be good. I mean, it could be good. It could be bad. It looks like it's going to be like they try to give it a feel of Guardians of the Galaxy. Is the what I'm getting kind of like this... you know, cast of characters that are a bit rougher around the edges, and looks like it could be good. I don't know. The Fantastic Four, I think I have higher hopes for than the Thunderbolts. But, you know, I like David Harbour in there. I don't know, Florence Pugh with the Russian accent, I don't really buy. But, like, Black Widow was all right. But, you know, it looks like it could be all right. Like, it could be decent. but, you know, I'd say overall, it's not great. Not great. Like, there was moments, I guess, where it was kind of entertaining. But for the most part, it was not great. The Red Hulk did look cool. I mean, there was that. I feel like we could have had more of the Red Hulk, which maybe we will in Thunderbolts, because apparently Harrison Ford's in that. Which maybe that'll be the last film that we see Harrison Ford in ever. but yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, those movies are... It's as of right now, it's 2.5 stars on Rotten Tomatoes. So... Not good reviews. Well, you know, we saw it on the big screen. I think Brecken enjoyed. He had not seen a movie on a screen quite like that before. And then afterwards, John was too happy that I mentioned it. He's like, you know, what else can we do? And I was like, well, I knew what Brecken would probably enjoy doing. So I blurted out, like, there's arcade here in town in Washington, the Alley. And he's like, oh, why'd you have to say that? Because, of course, he, you know, he's like 7 going on 8 years old, I believe. he's like, arcade! And he's like, hell yeah, like an arcade. He's like, damn it. Now we got to take him to the arcade. He knew that. I think mainly, you know, John just really didn't want to spend more money like that. But we went to the arcade, and... for kids, I mean, it's pretty cool for kids. I was surprised that, you know, I'm stuck in a different time, you know. I'm an older guy now. But they have some stuff there for adults. They have like 3 or 4 pool tables, which I knew they had. I knew they had at least 1 pool table. I didn't realize they had that many pool tables. They have darts. And they had slot machines. I did not know they had slot machines. Like, you can go gamble there. Which I guess gambling in the States pretty much is legal everywhere now, which is so weird to me, at least in Missouri, I think it is, which is, again, very, very foreign to me. I'm used to it just being on riverboat casinos, which I have, you know, I have mixed feelings about gambling. I do gamble a little bit. I enjoy it a little bit, but I also see that, like, it's just as a business, like, I mean, there are people, it thrives off the fact that there are people that have problems with gambling and that will go and gamble away their whole save, you know, they don't have savings. They gamble away all the money that they have in the world. And just, that's what they, you know, live to do. It's the fucking habit they have. And, you know, like, I couldn't see myself, like, you know, I thought about it. It might be cool to, like, work at a casino sometime, but I was like, you know, I took a bartending course once and thought about doing bartending, Then I was just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with drunks, and not just deal with them, but I would, if I had served somebody and found out they killed somebody in a car wreck later, like, I feel like I would never get over that. It would fucking haunt me for the rest of my life. But I mean, you know, that would, because of that, I'm sure I would have, like, you know, this person clearly is too drunk for me to be serving them. But I feel like, you know, I'd be able to navigate that. But some people, you just can't tell, you know, if they've had too many, and that this person could fucking kill somebody in a car, and they could just end up passing out. It could just be, you can't predict the future 100%. I mean, you can definitely tell, and some people will be like, do not serve this fucker. Get him some fucking water. Either way, though, like, yeah. But I'd feel like that, like, I would get that way with gambling. Because, you know, the people that are there on a daily fucking basis are the people that that have real problems. But I find gambling fun at times. You know, and I do, like, play, like, Powerball and stuff with the pretty much 0% chance that I'll ever win. But the hope's there. But I don't, you know, go out and spend all of my life savings on it, which I don't have savings, but, you know, I spend all my money on chairs, apparently. Chairs and a table. I got to at least pick up a lady and just have sex on the table, you know? One time. Be like, oh, just get a condom because, you know, I can't afford children. Abortion's illegal here now, so that's out of the question. technically, I guess it's legal here again. I don't think they're doing any, because we did vote it back in, but that federal abortion ban's coming any fucking day now. So, I mean, in the States, it's just not going to happen, I would imagine, within, you know, a year. Within the next year, we'll see a federal abortion ban. That's my guess. But hey, we don't know. We'll see what Elon Musk wants to do. He seems to love having children. I doubt he's going to be like, abort that thing. He likes to impregnate every woman he sees. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If you live in Washington, though, I mean, I find that the alley, like, the games, the video games, not great for adults. I mean, there was a couple that were all right. I played some that were kind of fun, but most of them were just like, the idea is, they got skee ball and stuff. They got the basketball, skee ball. There was a pitching one, and try the pitching one. I didn't do the skee ball either. But most of the games are really towards the younger children. And seeing the way Brecken lit up, man, he seemed to really love it. So it's definitely a plus for them. They do have a bar, and they serve food there. Don't get the jumbo chicken wings. Go for the regular chicken wings. Found that out the hard way. But, yeah, they've got... they do have the pool tables and stuff for adults. So, I mean, there's that, the darts, which is cool because it's been quite a long time since there's been a place here in Washington where you could play pool. I mean, the bowling alley used to be the place to do it. And then there was just a couple places other than that. I mean, the billiards was like 20 plus years ago when I you know, had my first apartment. I lived above that. That's been gone like probably close to 20 years now at this point. More than 20 years, because I was like 20 when I moved in there, and it didn't last much longer than that. So yeah, it's been over 20 years since the billiards was around. That was like the best place to play pool. There was a couple of places that had like a pool table, but those, I'm pretty much sure, like, all gone. Like the only place I'm currently aware of that has a pool tables is the alley. I mean, there might be one or two more now that do it, but I mean, playing pool is fun, and it's cool to have a place close by where I don't have to fucking spend a bunch of gas money and go take care of that. So I imagine I'll probably go back there at some point. We'll see what happens. But I'm pretty good here. I'm going to go check and see what Mr. Fox is doing and go clean out his litter box. Where there's only shit from one cat now. You know, you would think a 6-pound cat wouldn't really shit a lot, but you would be mistaken. I think she shit more than Fox. She was a shitting machine. And she liked to send me messages, too. There was a couple instances where she purposely shit outside the litter box in my bedroom because I'm pretty sure she was pissed off at me. And that sucks, man. Thankfully, I was able to clean it up right away and air it out and realize that she had shit, like, outside the litter box. Thankfully, it wasn't, like, liquid shit to where it got all over the carpet. But on that note, hopefully, Carrie, now Carrie, that she finds a great home and continues making those biscuits. We need more biscuit makers in this world. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.